And now also FM. That just happened the last few weeks here at Tantalk. 106.1 FM in the Clearwater, St. Pete, a lot of Tampa. And then 104.3 FM up in Dade City, Zephyr Hills, Wesley Chapel area, the north area of our listening area, which is about 4 million people or more, this area. So we welcome you. If you are just now coming across us on FM on your radio dial, this is Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater. We are in our 10th year on the air. In fact, Betty, guess what? The last Sunday of October will be our 500th show celebration. Is that crazy or what?
Well, I tell you, once you move in the spirit,
right,
the spirit just continues on and on, and it's only going to get better.
Oh yeah,
and it's just amazing how God works and how God has taken you to, you know, He's stretched out your tent stakes.
Amen.
And He's calling you to, as He did many years ago, to preach the gospel.
Amen.
And to be the harvest hands that He needs to bring souls into the kingdom, because His return is not too far away.
Absolutely.
And that's what He's looking for, is just some people who are saying, hey, you know, pick me, choose me, Lord, whatever.
Amen.
You need to do, I'm willing to do it.
I am so excited about our revival coming up. Megan, are you on the line with us?
I'm on. Hi, you guys.
Yes, she is. Betty, that's your daughter. That's your daughter. Hey, Megan, we've been working diligently on music. We've got the whole layout of what God wants to do there for those two nights, but we are also expecting God to show up and show out His glory, His presence. We want people to come, bring their friends that are not saved. This is the place to come at Cornerstone Campground, October 22nd and 23rd at 5 p.m. because we're expecting salvations, we're expecting healings, we're expecting people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, whatever, or miracles. We are expecting miracles to flow. So, Megan, you've had an hour to listen to this. You're probably already pretty pumped up, aren't you?
I am pumped up. I missed the last 20 minutes because we are baling hay at the ranch.
That's what
so
she
I had to
said.
Go outside and curtail some men.
Right. Okay.
Now I'm back.
All right. Okay. Baling hay at the ranch sounds like a fun Sunday afternoon activity. So anyway, we are excited about this revival, and yes, it is a new season. Talk to me about that, Megan, this new time in God that we are all sensing. Would you do that before we do song?
It is so heavy upon my heart, and not heavy in a bad way, heavy in a good way, because I feel that there's preparation that we all are preparing for before this two-night event of the magnitude of the presence of God that we're going to feel.
Amen.
I'm having visions of the service.
Yes,
and
yes, I am too.
I'm seeing lives change. I'm seeing miracles happen. I'm seeing people walking out healed.
Yes.
This is something that if you're in the area, you don't want to miss, because even going through, like you said, going through the music, it's already so anointed, because as I was pulling them all up and organizing them, listening to him, I was just weeping. And
yes,
it's going to be beautiful. That's all I can say.
It really
it'll
is.
Be awesome.
Absolutely. October 22nd and 23rd. And then that next weekend back here in Clearwater will be our 500th show celebration, which is totally wild to me. 500 shows. They're on our website, most of them, a lot of them, bohmglobal.com, www.bohmglobal.com, stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. Catch them. Betty, you're the head of you and Pastor Jim and Shell are the prayer team. You're the head of the prayer team for 4G Kingdom Living Revivals. And tell us about the prayer email and why they need to know what that is.
Well, one of the things that the Lord is really bringing us into is a season of prayer.
Yes.
And intercession, and that's
right.
Praying and asking God for a mighty move of his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
One of the things that He wants us to do in the next 30 days is to pray and intercede
yes.
for this revival in Indiana. But I think from Indiana, that God's going to take it much further.
Yes, yes.
We want people to pray every day. The Lord has instructed me for the last 3 or 4 days is repentance, surrender, to be able to make sure that that He is fully in charge of our lives.
Right, sure.
Because we want Him fully in charge of this revival. And I believe that by sending even a prayer request to bohmglobal.com, that God is answering our prayers. We're getting praise reports right and left. We've had a mom whose foot was, you know, the doctors didn't expect it to heal without surgery. God is healing it.
Praise God.
God is moving people. He is moving in a mighty way, and He's moving in a suddenly moment that, you know, you may wake up with a headache and 5 minutes later it's gone. And you
yes.
Say, what happened to that? They didn't even have to take medicine. Because you have to help.
Amen.
God is on the move.
Amen. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Use that email anytime. Give it out to your friends. Prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, at bohmglobal.com. If you want to be on the prayer team, the global prayer team, just send an email to that address, and they'll make sure you get on the team and that you can receive the requests and pray with the prayers that are written. And agree with us on that. Prayers at bohmglobal.com. Did you know that He never lets go of us? And that means you, dear friend. He never lets go. Love this song.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, Your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know You are near. And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God still
Praise God. Woo! Love that song. Oh, no, you never let go. Oh, hallelujah. He never, ever lets go of us. Oh, Megan, talk to us about that. Wow. Mm.
Oh, you know, he is, he's always there. And if you look back through your trials, your seasons,
right,
and you really, you know, focus in on those, I call them, I just recently called them, start calling them God stamps, because it's stamped in time where God is so prevalent that it just totally knocks you off your feet. It totally shocks you.
Right.
And I had a God stamp this morning on my way to the ranch, 250 feet in front of me on a road, almost had a head-on collision from a gentleman that wasn't paying attention.
Wow.
And, you know, you pull off the side of the road after that, and you just really look at this, at the moment of how God protected you in that moment and,
wow,
and kept your family safe. And
yes,
it's just a day of reflection for me of more of those God stamps, that even though I'm going about my day and I may not be devoted in that moment to him, that he's always right there beside me, protecting me from,
yes,
from all kinds of things.
Oh, he is. He so is. Which, as that song was playing, and now from your personal experience here, I kept hearing in my spirit Psalm 23, which is, of course, very familiar to all of us, and of course was not where we were going to go right now. But here's where I think we need to hear this. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. And you know, that's what we're talking about today, that no matter what trial we're going through, God moves in our lives and restores us to that joy of our salvation, to that knowledge that he's in charge, like what happened to you this morning, Megan, that he protected you, that he is right there with us. He reminds us that he restores our soul and guides us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And then verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Whoa, we're not going to be afraid of the trials. We're not going to be afraid of the sudden things that come at us, because God is bigger than any of that. Talk to me, Betty, about all this. And praise God, your daughter and family are safe. Hallelujah. And not in an accident.
You know, and I think that's where the prayer of protection,
yes,
that the armor of God, that's where prayer, Pastor Marcia and Megan, play such an integral part in our lives.
Yes, it does.
And while that song was playing, the Lord just really, really encouraged me to look at Isaiah 41:13.
Go ahead.
And this is someone out there. For I am the Lord your God, and says to you, do not fear.
Yes.
I will help you.
Yes.
Now, in the Message Bible, because I, your God, have a firm grip on you, and I'm not letting go. And it's so important to realize that even though that we feel that he's not with us, he is with us.
Right.
And it is so important to realize that how important life is and how important that God is in our lives.
Yes,
and what,
yes,
heart plays as our children and his heirs is that he is with us, and it's like when you were repeating through the 23rd Psalm, even though,
yeah,
we walk through the valley of the shadow,
right,
of darkness or death or whatever, is that he is with us.
I'll fear no evil, right.
I will fear not. And in there, it you know, the Bible, even in Isaiah, look up Isaiah 41:10, so do not fear.
Right.
For I am you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
Amen.
I will protect you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And that is for someone out there to realize that God is with you.
Yes.
We hear you say that every week, but you really mean it. We mean it, but
right.
We know that God means it, and that's what we have to get down deep inside of us, Pastor and Mark and Megan.
Yeah, and I think in talking about the trials today and how they're gifts and how they bring us joy, really, and grow us up in God, then we are all aware, as we've talked in the last few minutes, about when we step out for God and really step out there in faith and follow his guidance, his direction. We're doing what he's called us to do, like with these new revivals. And I do believe there's more than one, absolutely, 4G Kingdom Living Revivals. When we step out and follow God's direction, then yes, the devil often steps up the attack in different ways. But I love Psalm 23, and I think that's why God led you to Isaiah there, Betty, and me here to Psalm 23, because even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And then the rest of that sentence is, for you are with me. And the most frequent promise in the Word of God, and I didn't count these up, but one of the main ministries many, many years ago did, they said that 365, which of course is once or every day, it says in the Word of God, I am with you always, or like it says right here, for you are with me. Whatever the phrase is, it's the concept, I'll never leave you, I'm right there with you. That's the concept. 365 times in the Word of God. And I believe that when we do step out and steps of faith, sure, the devil's going to attack and come and try to get us off of the plan. Megan, talk to us about that, because we're not getting off this plan, Megan. We're just not going there.
No, there's no way we're backing down.
No, we're not backing down.
No, we got our shields up and our,
yes,
our sharper than any two-edged sword up in the air. And we are ready for the attack. We are more than ready. But, you know, that's where being a Christian, being in the Word, being prayed up, being faced up, having faith in our Lord that no matter the circumstance, that he's going to get you through.
Right.
And realizing that no matter the time limit that it takes to get there, we're not going to lose our faith. We're not going to become down in the dumps. But
right,
if we do, then it's okay, because it does happen. It's happened to me.
Sure.
That's when we need to get down, surrender, and pray like we've never prayed before, and pray
Amen.
For his presence. Pray for his peace and his guidance. And we have to cast all that worry, doubt, and fear back to the depths of hell where it comes from.
Exactly. And, you know, and Peter says, First Peter, that we cast our cares upon him. So, yeah, we
right.
rebuke the trial. We rebuke that when that fear tries to come on us. We stand against it. We say we're not taking it. We take our shield of faith and we wield it, and we use our sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, and we stand with the Word coming out of our mouth, and we are proclaiming that. That trick of the enemy is not going to work, because no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Or greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Or all things are possible, right? To him who believes. And we start really quoting the Word of God and declaring that I am blessed because I do not walk in I don't walk in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of scoffers, but my delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law I meditate day and night, and I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth my fruit in its season. My leaf does not wither, and whatsoever I do, I prosper. And that's Psalm 1. And whatever it is, get the Word of God, hang on to it. Betty, before we do this next song, talk to me about rebuking fear, please, because we're going to do a song that this is a different song than I was going to do. But fortunately, I have a lot in my library here with me. Whom Shall I Fear by Chris Tomlin is coming up. So this is going to be a real blessing. So comment on that before we go to this song.
Okay. I'm going back to Isaiah in the Message Bible.
Okay. Isaiah, give us that reference one more time.
Okay. 41, it's the Message, so it could be 41:10 through,
yeah,
maybe 41:10.
All right, 41:10.
You're my servant, serving on my side. Now listen to this, Pastor and Megan. I picked you. I haven't dropped you. Don't panic. I'm with you. There's no need to fear. I'm your God.
Amen.
I'll give you strength. I'll help you. And here's the cool part. I'll hold you steady. Keep a firm grip on you. You can count on it.
Oh, that's so wonderful.
That goes into verse 11, but it's
wow.
And we're not going to end up in the cold. That
no.
We're not losers.
No.
We are winners. Right. So it's amazing how God's word, at just at certain points in time, these sudden moments, even his word of God becomes alive.
Oh, amen.
Woo!
And you know that this show has taken a different turn than what I originally thought it would, but that happens all the time because that's following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And here it is, Whom Shall I Fear? Oh, by Chris Tomlin. Get this down on the inside of you. Amen.
You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy.
Amen.
Underneath my feet, you are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always.
Nothing formed against us can stand. He holds the whole world in his hands. Talk to us, Megan. Woo!
Beautiful song.
Love it.
I do too. Of course, there's not too many songs that I don't love.
Yeah. True.
But he does. He holds all of the little tiny individual things in the palm of his hand.
Yes.
Right down to every little nook and cranny in your life. He's there.
Amen.
And, you know, I really think, and as you guys have been talking, is that he really is on the move.
He is.
But I feel that the congregation and the Christians should also be on the move.
Right.
We should be moving in a new direction.
Yes.
Moving towards more kingdom-driven, I can't think of the word I want to use, more kingdom-driven prayers. More revival, earth-shaking prayer.
Yes, yes, yes.
And
that's
and
what God's saying.
For,
yes,
praying for a new move, praying for a new season for ourselves, praying to the Lord and letting Him know that we are opening our hearts and our souls in a new way to Him, that He can come in and move like never before. And that's something I really feel is on my spirit, is that we need to be moving constantly. We can't be complacent. We can't sit still. We've always got to be doing something for him.
Amen. And you know what? I really believe this is the beginning of a new season, as we've been saying.
Amen.
And during that song, God said for me to turn to Isaiah 44. And I want us to go there, because this really goes along with what God is saying in this show today. For now, dear servant Jacob, that's us, all of us, and yes, you Israel, my personal choice, God who made you has something to say to you. And I believe that this is for many of us. So let's listen up. Isaiah 44. Don't be afraid, dear servant Jacob, Jeshurun, the one I chose. For that's all of us, okay? For I will pour water on the thirsty ground. Though this is shouting time, girls. This is shouting time. I will pour water on the thirsty ground. I am believing there's a lot of thirsty ground all across this globe. I believe that this is a season where God is going to be pouring the water of his word out in such amazing proportions that as people grab it, as they hear it, it will be almost like they've heard it for the first time again, and that it has a fresh new awakening on the inside of them. Whoa, praise God. God is saying, dear ones, that is what he is doing in the earth in this new season, that this new move of God, as the word of God is taught, as it is preached, it will be like pouring water on the thirsty ground, and he will be sending streams coursing through the parched earth. I will pour my spirit into your descendants and my blessing on your children. They will sprout like grass on the prairie, like willows alongside creeks. This one will say, I am God's, and another will go by the name Jacob. That one will write on his hand, God's property, and be proud to be called Israel. Talk to me, Betty, and then we'll go to Megan for her comments here. This is what God is doing. He is pouring water on thirsty ground. I'm thirsty. I want more of God poured on my thirsty ground, my dry places. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, if I can. It's one of those things where we have got to make Christ the supremacy of our lives.
Right.
As a distinction.
Yes.
And in Colossians 1, I just lost it, 17, he is before all things, and in him
Amen.
All things hold together. And one of the things that he wants to do through this is to bring life back to the ground that was once flourishing with him.
Yes, yes.
He wants to cultivate in us a new beginning.
Amen.
A new power.
Yes.
That will, where we can call to the north, south, east, and west like we used to.
I was doing that this morning. Yes.
To bring them in.
Amen.
And part of the prayer tonight is that God has not given up on us.
No. No.
In some aspects, it looks like that he has. But it's just something that's ready to unfold.
Right.
Is where his spirit is starting to come alive.
Ooh,
again.
Yes.
In a few of us.
Yes.
Okay, if he can light that fire in a few of us.
Right.
What can he do to the rest of us?
Amen.
And to get out of the complacency, to get out of our dry area, to get out of the desert, to get out of the dungeon, to get out of the darkness and into the light is
right.
Where he wants us. And
Amen.
He wants us to come expecting.
Yes.
And, again, there's such an urgency in my spirit, and there has been for so many weeks since, you know, Indiana is my state. It's where I live. And I so long to have a mighty move of God.
Amen.
That churches that got the church is us, people. It's not just the Baptists,
right.
The Lutherans. It's everyone.
It's everywhere.
Everyone needs to come together. together in one accord.
Amen.
And I can't think of the my vocabulary is just pitiful.
No, you're fine.
But he wants us to be, he wants us to come with expectancy.
That's exactly right.
Coming back, wants us to come together.
Amen.
He wants us to hold up the, he wants us to place the stick in the ground and not move. And that was part of the prayers in the last 3 days, is that we have got to take the ground, like you were talking about, and watch the water flow.
Exactly.
We've got to go to the well.
Amen. Yes.
Living water to keep us alive, because
as
you know, in some areas of this geographical area, we're dead.
Yes.
We're dying, and it is so wonderful to know that we have someone who the Lord is sending, who is willing to step outside of the comfort zone and come and do what God has called her to do.
Amen.
I just thank God for that. I thank God that, you know, that the revival is starting, and it's gonna, you know, it has to start with us, but then it's going to spread like wildfire, people, and you better be ready.
Amen. 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 You know, we are going to be doing some events on not just this revival, but prior to this revival, we're going to have an event of prayer. I haven't even talked to you about this yet, Betty, but a GoToMeeting type thing on your computer. And God has shown me we've got to organize the troops and really rally people to pray. So wherever you are in the globe, you can be praying for this first 4G Kingdom Living Revival that's going to be in Newcastle, Indiana. Megan, talk to us about what your mom is saying here, because I think this is powerful, this season. God is calling us out of complacency. And, you know, the show that was right before this one today, that pastor, she was declaring, Pastor Rebecca, she was bishop, I believe. She was declaring that people have got to quit being so weak and so lazy. And she said, sluggards have got to get up and start moving into the power of God. Talk to me, Megan, because I was like, whoa, this woman's right on. She's right on. Go ahead.
She is right on, because it's like a team.
Yes.
That is sitting out of some type of tournament.
Right.
You know, it's like we're all out of shape athletes, and we've got to get back in shape. We've got to get back to where we were in the power of the Spirit.
Yes.
And, you know, I have been it feels like this last season has been kind of a downtime. But it kind of has maybe a time of rest.
Right.
And now we're coming into a time of revival. A time
right.
where
we, are.
We need to be
yes.
we need to be fed. Where
yes.
we need to be on our game.
Right.
Because when this revival goes on, there's going to be so many movements forward for God's kingdom if we all come together in prayer, if we all come together to shake these nasty mountains that are holding us back
right.
from the sunshine.
Absolutely.
You know, keeping us in the shade. And, you know, and I can speak to the younger generation, you know, what are we living for? Are we just living for money? Are we just living for surviving? We should be living and thriving. And the only way to do that is through God.
Amen.
And, you know, I can't say enough how excited I am and just how awesome this time is going to be. I am so looking forward to this new season, and I want to see as many people on board with us as possible, because it's, as we've said, you guys said this whole radio show, it's going to be earth shaking.
It is, yeah, and it's the beginning of a new move of God, at least in our little realm. You know, the
Amen.
People that we know. I you know, there's just, it's time to get serious about seeing souls saved. It's time to care again. I'm reminded of what happened to me when I was 16, and I want to share this real quickly. My parents were missionaries in Central America. We came back to the States when I was going into my sophomore year of high school, and I came back very reluctantly and very not wanting to be in the United States, losing my friends, leaving them behind. Without technology, you know, it was hard to keep connected and all that. Came back with an attitude. And in the fall of that year, sophomore in high school, my dad preached a revival in Marion, Indiana. Marion, Indiana is where I was born, actually. And my dad preached a revival there. And at the end of the service, I went to the altar. And this is hard to talk about, but it was one of those times of surrender, Betty, like we're talking about. And I said, God, I'll be what you want me to be. I'll do what you want me to do. And I had my heart set on being a medical doctor, and I was going to college and pre-med, which I did do. I went pre-med and did not go on to medical school, but I did go through pre-med. And God spoke very clearly to me that night and said, will you do anything I want you to do? And it was like my 16-year-old heart was, well, this is what I want to do. God, could you just bless? I'll be a missionary for you with medicine, whatever. This is what I want to do. I want to be a doctor, you know, whatever. That point in time changed my life, though, because I had so dreaded going to school every day. And from that moment on, God changed my heart. And I started talking to people. I started making friends. Before that, I didn't even want to. I was so mad that I was back in the States. And as I began to share Jesus, I saw several of my classmates come to Jesus. And it was a turning point in my life. It was a point where I was surrendering to him, even though I was in circumstances I didn't like, if you know what I'm saying. And that's what I believe. A lot of us have been in circumstances in our lives that are so difficult, and we're going through the trials, we're going through the hard times, and we're just mad. Some of us are just angry that we're having to go through so much hard stuff that we have a hard time counting it all joy, like we were talking about in the first hour here today. We have a hard time with that because we're just angry that every time we turn around, we have to go through another huge trial. And I was angry at 16. But, you know, God got a hold of me and changed my life. And as I changed my focus on my discontent being in the United States and leaving my friends, people started getting saved. And I started praying with people, and my life changed. Betty, do you want to comment on that before I go to the song?
Well, we're glad that you listened to the Lord.
Okay. So am I.
One of the things that God is telling us is through Colossians 4:2 is to devote yourself to prayer.
Yes, devote.
Being watchful and thankful. And one of the things that he wants us to do is to pray diligently.
Yes, amen.
And to seek his face. And things change. Pastor and Megan.
Yes.
You seek diligently and stay alert with your eyes wide open. Here's the key word, with gratitude, that there is nothing that my Father, my Heavenly Father, my Daddy God, Abba Father, will not do for you.
Amen.
But that's where you have to have that heart for the Master.
Right.
You've got to have that heart after God.
Amen.
You've got to become diligent, which means you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone.
That's exactly right.
You're going to have to get into the Spirit.
Yes.
And say, you know, I am going to do this, and I am going to be successful
right.
in it.
Right.
Now, that's not being haughty. That is telling the Lord and the enemy that you're not going to stand for this anymore, that you are going to be victorious, that you are going to be hardworking, that you are going to crush the enemy.
Amen.
The enemy is already under your feet.
Amen.
Don't feel defeated anymore. Feel victorious. Join us by sending a request to prayers@bohmglobal.com and ask Betty, Pastor Jim, Shell, please add me to your prayer chain, because I want to be diligently praying for not revival just for Indiana, but I want revival to spread across the
Amen.
Country.
Amen.
And I want that revival to start with me.
Woo! Praise God, praise God. And it could not have been said any better. Oh, wow. Okay. You know what song I'm going to play, girls? I bet you have a general idea by me asking you. It is the song you came to Beacon a few years back and sang.
Oh, Behind the Line of Grace.
Yes, 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 yes. Here it is. Listen. Betty and Megan's song so fits right now.
God's children quietly lie in wait while the battle rages on. Rules of this war say that God will always shield his own. And though afraid, danger well in sight, sometimes we're just too tired to try. He tells us to be still and know and wait behind the line. All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. He will not withdraw his eyes from the righteous night or day. We may not always see him, but he knows the way we take. When we have no strength, no power to fight, and it seems like God is nowhere in sight, he steps in front of the enemy while we rest behind the line.
All the soldiers of God's army are behind the line of grace. No matter how the battle goes, the Lord will keep us safe. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure behind the line of grace. God will fight for us. He could never know defeat. So our hands are raised in holy praise as our enemy falls at his feet. There's no weapon that can stand against the wall God built in our defense. We may not always see his face, but we're secure.
God, behind the line of grace. That's where we're going to hang out. Behind the line of grace. Megan, talk to us. Remember when you sang that with your mama at church?
Oh, I do. I loved it. It was such a cool time.
Yes.
I love that song. I got a scripture here.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 1, 3 through 5.
Talk.
All praise to the God and Father of our Master, Jesus the Messiah, Father of all mercy, God of all healing counsel. He comes alongside us when we go through hard times.
Amen.
And before you know it, he brings us alongside someone else who is going through hard times so that we can be there for that person just as God was there for us.
Amen.
We have plenty of hard times that come from following the Messiah, but no more so than the good times of his healing comfort. We get a full measure of that too.
Woo!
And
good
praise
verses.
Praise God for that.
Whoa, good
and,
verses.
That is so true, especially in my circumstance with losing Grayson a couple of years ago, is I didn't realize how much joy would come out of that season and how much that what I've been through has ministered to other people.
It has,
so,
yes.
Yeah, and even though that the listeners, I'm sure, had their own trials, that trial will give you wisdom, a new wisdom in your walk with the Lord. It'll give you a new spiritual wisdom.
Yes.
Because one day, that trial that you're in is going to minister to someone else. It's going to be a gateway for you to share the Lord.
It is.
And
that's the way it works.
It is.
Yes.
Exactly. Just like with you, Pastor, you know, when you were 16, that era that you went through, that season that you went through, has always been in the forefront of your mind how much the Lord had changed your life right there in that moment.
Yes.
And how many lives you have impacted through him because of that.
Well, it was because of that come to Jesus meeting, you know?
Amen.
Which is what it
Been
was.
Been there, done that.
And it was a time of decision, you know, where that doesn't mean I didn't go on and went into pre-med. I did. But I also became a youth pastor, and I realized that God was changing my life. And in 19, well, whenever that was, you know, where that year they only took two women into medical school of Indiana University School of Medicine. My husband got in. I did not. And I was on a waiting list. And at first I was upset. And then I realized, all right, God, you know something here I don't know. And I even had an opportunity the next year to reapply, and I chose not to because I knew by then that my path was a spiritual plan and a physician, yeah, but not of the body, but more of God's, of the soul and of the spirit. And God was going to lead me in those directions. And I didn't know at age, you know, 21, when I was wanting to get into medical school, what would happen in my life and all the events and the mission work that God would take me back to. And now our new work in Mexico and back with my people there working and having the radio shows there and the radio station, and how God has allowed me to continue to minister back where my heritage, you know, where I grew up. He's allowed me to enjoy that time. And to just realize that his plan is the best plan, that he's got the plan for all of us. Talk to me, Betty, about that, because I couldn't see that at age 20 or age 16 when I was kneeling at that altar. But boy, now in retrospect, at whatever age I am, I can certainly see how God's plan was in action. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, older than me.
Older than dirt. Older than you. Yes.
Older than me.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
But very little gray hair, so what can I say, you know?
No. You outweigh me there. I have more gray hair than you do. But only my hairdresser knows for sure.
Oh, that's right.
one of the things that the Lord took me to, again, going through the scripture, is 2 Corinthians 12, verse 11. And I'm going to the Message Bible. It says, "My grace is enough."
Oh, yes.
It's
yes.
all you need.
Yes.
My strength comes into its own.
Yes.
And once I heard that, I was glad to let it happen. I quit focusing on the handicap.
Right.
And began appreciating the gift. It was the case of Christ's strength.
Yes.
Moving in my weakness. And that's what Christ did with you, Pastor Marcia, is that he took you. And he took you because you were weak at that point, because you wanted one thing. He wanted you to go the other.
Right.
And you found strength through that weakness as you began to pray for people.
Right.
And he shows us in such a
yes.
gentle and caring way of saying, okay, I'm sure he called you Marcia. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia. This is where I want you to go.
Right.
And this is
right.
why I want you to go there.
Exactly.
So he was a loving father. And
right.
encouraged you and... because his grace was enough. It was enough to push you forward and catapult you into what you are today. A mighty woman of God, you know, reaching out into an area where you're familiar with, but it's time to revive that area from whence you came, and that's what you're doing in Mexico.
Yeah, in Mexico,
In Mexico. I love that word. The word I know in Spanish is like,
Mexico.
Again, he's taking you back to your roots.
Well, and this, and even, yeah, with going back to Indiana, where, you know, I raised my children, my family, and where now my grown children have returned to, along with my 11 grandchildren. No, I guess I have four here. That's right. I have four here. Seven are up there. But, you know, where, when we look at our life, you know, at whatever given point, so often we resist what God's doing. We have our own ideas of what we want and what we would be best doing. And now I have the wonderful perspective of hindsight and looking back and seeing how God's plan was the best plan. Talk to me about that, Megan, because we're getting running out of time, but want to get that in.
You know, that is so right on with the past couple of days when I've been laying with Zoe taking a nap, is reflecting back on God's involvement in my life and realizing that the season of Grayson had to happen.
Right.
It was something that
the
Lord preset to happen in my life so that I could become more stronger in Him.
Right.
And, you know, it brought me closer to Him. And without... And I called Grayson my middleman.
Right.
And without my middleman, I wouldn't have my Zoe.
Right.
And
sure.
You know, that's what Jesus is to us. He's our middleman.
Right.
To the Father.
Right.
And
amen.
It's so important to have a relationship with the middleman, because
amen.
He is at the right hand of the Father, guys, and he goes to the throne for us. He intercedes for us.
Yes.
And what better person to have on our side than Jesus Christ.
Amen.
There's no better person.
You know, as we've been talking today, it was so good to get Andrea on the radio team and her perspective, and Dr. Angel has joined the radio team, and God is expanding our efforts with the radio ministry, and we're in a new season with that too, I believe, as we're getting ready to hit the 500th show mark. I just feel like God is going to open new doors for preaching and teaching the Word of God, and I thank God for His intentionality in our lives, that He is so intentional, that He knows the plan, and He gently guides us, you know, like a shepherd, the good shepherd that Jesus is. He gently guides us along the path, and we find ourselves in a different place than where we thought we were going to be a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 25 years ago. I certainly didn't think I would be right here 25 years later doing this and then going back to Indiana for a revival. It's amazing what happens when we allow God to really, really lead our path. Betty, talk to me about that. We've just got a couple minutes. I want you both to comment on that. And Megan, I agree with you about Grayson and what God has done through his life and his death. And how that's been that whole thing has made you strong in God. But go ahead, Betty.
Okay, now I'm back in Isaiah.
Boy, God's just taking you all over the place, isn't he? Okay, go to Isaiah.
But it's so reassuring to know. Now pay attention. Come close now. Listen carefully to my life-giving, life-nourishing word.
Where are you? Isaiah what?
I don't know. I can't see. Hold on.
Okay.
I've been trying.
You've been crying. Okay. All right. Go ahead and try to read it.
55. I'm in the Message Bible again. It looks like 3.
55:3. Okay.
Yeah. Where it starts, give ear and come to me.
Yes.
But the Message Bible is fitting for someone right now. Listen to me. Listen well. Pay attention. Come close now. Listen carefully to my life-giving, life-nourishing word.
Amen.
I'm making a lasting covenant commitment with you.
Wow.
And the same that I made with David, sure, solid, enduring love.
Praise God.
So I think that once we get to that realization that God is real,
right,
God is for us, who can be against us?
Amen.
That we will throw off the chains. He will break down the walls. And people will begin to see with their own eyes exactly who God is and what he wants to do in their lives.
Praise God.
Because God loves you more than you will ever know. And you are the joy of his life. You are his everything, because he died for you.
Yes.
And that is, to me, is everlasting love.
Amen. Ooh, thank you, Betty. Megan, you got about a minute. We got to get out of here.
Well, all I'm going to say is it's time for those that are listening to make a move.
Yes.
And God is moving, and we need to follow. We need to be right beside him. And the event coming up, I just pray that those that are in the surrounding areas that hear the radio show, that you support in prayer for the revival that the pastor is going to be putting on, and pray that the Holy Spirit makes a mighty move. And I hope that we have a great turnout, because the miracles are coming. There's
Amen.
New miracles upon us. And just pray that those that hear the radio show today be blessed. Find a new season and surrender all your heart to the Lord.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you, Betty.
Amen.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Andrea. And thank you, audience, because you're always there for us. You can contact us with your prayer requests and praise reports at prayers@bohmglobal.com. You can contact me personally, and I will respond, pastor@bohmglobal.com. pastor@bohmglobal.com. So feel free to get a hold of me. And, you know, we love to remind you of our shows, and I haven't even mentioned our Thursday night show, and I'll do that right now. It's a life coaching show with me, with my other name, Mama Mac, and Dr. Angel Falzoni, and she's a PhD licensed mental health counselor. So every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. on this station, which is www.tantalk1340.com on the internet, or right here locally, 106.1 FM and 104.3 FM. 6:06 p.m. Thursday nights, Go Yard is the name of our show, Hitting a Home Run. So catch that, too. So know that it's not far to Jesus. God bless you. Have a great week. And this has been Pastor Marcia and Betty, Andrea, and Megan bringing the Word of God to you this day. It's not far to Jesus. Have a great week. It's not far from you. It's not.